T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY. Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. I'm going to do my job to get you a little bit closer to Wednesday morning. How about that? Depends on where the hell you live. Maybe you're already in Wednesday morning, but don't worry about it. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It'll take you back to Tuesday. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Denver Nuggets just won Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals over the Lakers, 132-126. Victor Wembanyama is on his way to the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs win the NBA Draft Lottery for 2023. And Wembanyama, he will be the next French player to go to San Antonio. Ja Morant released a statement. Trust me, it's a whole lot of nothing. Doc Rivers got fired. There's a former NBA player who wants Doc Rivers to join him, along with a bunch of other dudes who've been eliminated from the postseason. We'll get to that. Joe Burrow keeping coy, everything close to the vest as it relates to his contract extension. And Davante Adams on The Ringer told everybody, look, man, I'm a made man. I don't need Aaron Rodgers. I does this. He ain't make me. I made myself. And so we got so much more to get into over the next 2 hours. I'm being joined here by super producer and host Dave Shepard. More importantly, I'm being joined by you, all of the listeners. There is no show without you. Let me give you an update. I told you the Nuggets won Game 1 in Denver against the Lakers. They are 7-0, undefeated at home this postseason, no shock. People go up to Denver and they run out of gas. And the Los Angeles Lakers, it took them some time to find their wind because in the first half, the Nuggets led 72-54. And then the Lakers, they went on a run late in the game and they ultimately pulled the score down to 3. A matter of fact, I want you to hear how bad of an ass-whooping this was. By the way, in this victory, Nikola Jokic had 34 points, 21 rebounds, and 14 assists. 12 career playoff triple-doubles. 6 of them have come this postseason for Nikola Jokic. Murray had 31 points. LeBron James went out there and had 26. Anthony Davis, a giant game, 40 points and 10 rebounds. I want you to listen to just the ass-whooping that this was. Jokic got his triple-double in the third quarter. This is courtesy of the Nuggets Radio Network.
Jokic has it inside the arc. Hands it off over to Casey. Turns the corner, shoots over to Davis. Jumper's good. That's a triple-double for Nikola Jokic. That'll be his 6th triple-double in this year's playoffs.
They can't stop the dude. They slowed him down with Rui Hachimura a little bit. They couldn't stop the guy. Bruce Brown, he had 16 points off the bench tonight for the Denver Nuggets. He had 14 of those points in the first half. And when he put up his 2 points in the second half, it was an exclamation point. Listen to this.
Bruce Brown has it across the timeline. Guarded by Jared Vanderbilt. Stutter step and a drive! face, Jared Vanderbilt. Bruce Brown.
Oh, his voice cracked. You know he was serious about it. In the face. Nikola Jokic already having a triple-double. He continued pouring it on in the third.
And here we go. Inbound goes to Jamal, back over to Joker. 4 seconds left for Denver. Jokic has it at the point. You got to shoot it. Does for three. Got it at the horn! Right over Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis had to look at him and shake his head, and they shared a cute little moment, and they laughed, and they shook their heads. Yeah, Jokic is a nut. The Nuggets led at the end of three, 106-92. At that point, the Nuggets led in the rebounding column. Let me say this correctly. This is not a mistake. This is not an oversight. They out-rebounded the Lakers 40-20. For the entire night, the Denver Nuggets out-rebounded the Lakers 47-30. It's a massive discrepancy. And so you would think that the Nuggets were in control going into the fourth quarter, because they were. And then the Lakers went on a 9-0 run, including this shot here by Austin Reeves, courtesy of the Lakers radio network.
Here's LeBron at half court. Crowd chaining defense. LeBron dribbling right. LeBron to Austin Reeves for three. Good, and it's a three-point game. 124-121, timeout, Denver.
Yeah, people started to, you know, well, I can't say that on the radio. They started to, you know, wet their pants. And then the Nuggets held on. Take a listen to this. Aaron Gordon over here flying in the air like the giant that he is.
And Davis falls on him. That should be a foul. Casey takes it away. Leaking out is Murray. Alley-oop and a dunk. Two hands. Aaron Gordon.
Here, take a listen to one more call from the Nuggets radio network. This is the final call.
3 seconds left to go in Denver. There's the horn. Ball Arena crowd to its feet. The Denver Nuggets take game number one of the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, it took game one. The Lakers almost came back, though, in that second half. The Lakers actually outscored the Nuggets in the third quarter, 38-34. And they really outscored them in the fourth quarter, 34-26. Nikola Jokic missed a triple-double, 34 points, 21 rebounds, 14 assists. In the first quarter alone, Jokic had 8 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 assists. He was out there destroying them. He spoke to Lisa Salters on ESPN after the victory, and this is what Jokic had to say.
We control the pace, we control the defense, we control the rebounds. And in the second half, we lost it. They're really good, talented team. And we lost the composure that we were having in the first half.
Like you said, you guys were up 21 points in this game. Just what was going through your mind when you looked up at the scoreboard and it's a three-point game in the fourth quarter?
I mean, we knew that they're going to come. They're coming. That's a tough team. But win by one or be by, win by 20 in this time of the year, it doesn't matter. Win is a win.
It was an historic night for you. So much, we were all looking forward to the matchup between you and Anthony Davis. You had a triple-double in the third quarter. Just how are you, what was the key to your success tonight?
I mean, just to win a game. I didn't have any going into the game, any, like, I'm going to do this, and this. I was just going to win the game, and hopefully we did it.
Yeah, you did do it. You don't have to worry about hopefully. Nuggets scoring 132 points, the most they've scored this entire postseason. Mike Malone, you just heard Jokic. They ain't finished strong. They were able to hold on, keep the Los Angeles Lakers at bay. Mike Malone spoke to the media. He's like, yeah, we sucked at the end of the game.
Yeah, we had 19 fast break points tonight, but 17 were in the first half. That's because we were getting stops and turning them over and running out. Second half, we didn't get stops, so it became a half-court game, which is to their favor. They have the number one defense in the playoffs. So for us, we have to continue to find ways to get pace into the game and not play against that set defense. They have tremendous size, length, and athleticism out there. But, you know, we did enough things. I thought, by the way, one of the biggest plays at night, Michael Porter getting on the floor for that loose ball. That 50-50 ball he came up with led to the only two transition points we scored in the second half on the Aaron Gordon dunk, and the ball arena went nuts at that point. So, Michael shot the ball well, rebounded the ball well, but that 50-50 ball was a game-winning type of a play.
Well, thanks, Mike Malone. That was a lot of detail. Thank you. Appreciate you. Darvin Ham, the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. He spoke as well after his team lost. Darvin Ham, real simple. Man, what the hell do y'all have to do better?
A lot of long rebounds. We gave him way too many second chance points, offensive rebounding opportunities, and 50-50 balls for that matter. That we got to be better in transition. And, we can't foul him. We got to be more disciplined showing our hands when we're guarding the ball and guarding those guys around the rim, in the post, and whatnot.
Yeah, show your hands. Put them up. Anyway, LeBron James and Anthony Davis are currently speaking to the media. Anthony Davis wearing his purple jacket and gigantic black shades. I guess inside the bowels of the arena, or maybe the camera lights are too bright. But Anthony Davis did have a great game. 40 points, 10 rebounds. This is also a great opportunity before I pick up the phone lines. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I can let you know about the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week. How about it's Nikola Jokic, underrated defender. The man grabbed 15 defensive rebounds tonight to go along with two block shots, including a block on Anthony Davis on the baseline. Yeah, you didn't think Jokic would be the defensive player, but he is. It's sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ramon is calling from Indianapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
All right, good evening, good night to you, JR, and thanks for taking my call. I watched some of that. I think the Lakers got a lot to build on because of that second half. That's why I think Coach Malone was very angry about that, because they gave some cracks in there. And, if Davis is going to average 40, eventually, it's going to maybe a 50-point game. So it's going to be interesting to see the Joker. I'm happy for him, because I think I see something in him I never saw. I saw some fire in him, and that's what you do when you take it. And I'd like to see Denver maybe have a chance to win. I think they've never won. I'm about 60, and so I don't think they've ever won. They've never won, so it'd be nice
not
to see a new
either.
Team. That's right. It'd be nice to see a new team for a change. Lakers won a couple of years ago, so, I mean, they're spoiled. So let's get some new blood. As far as the Ja Morant situation is concerned, I'm a scientist by trade. I come from a family of lawyers, mother, two sisters. If I was Ja Morant, I'd probably be in federal court tomorrow, because I'm trying to figure out what law did he break. Me and my mother discussed this all day today. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene. You've got a number of conservative people with guns in their hands all day long, and the very people Adam Silver talked about are being taught by those people. Matter of fact, you just had a case in Virginia decided by a federal judge that decided that 18 and 20-year-olds should be able to purchase weapons. So this is a country issue. But I'm trying to figure out, what did he do? What did he do to deserve a year? What did he do? Tell me, what did he do first? Because maybe I'm trying to get my logical, scientific mind. What did he do first to deserve a year?
Slow down. What do you mean, what did he do to deserve a year?
Yeah, what did he do? What did he do? Straight out, what did he do?
What do you mean to deserve a year? He didn't get a year.
Everybody's saying a year, some sense. I'm trying to
mind. Let's slow down. Ja Morant, and we had this conversation last night, so I'll try to keep it brief. Ja Morant, unfortunately, is guilty of being a dumbass. That's rule number one. Number two, I can only speak for myself. I said based on his entire history over the past year, whether it is beating up a teenager on his property and claiming self-defense, allegedly threatening a mall security guard, whether it's brandishing a gun after a game in Denver, Colorado with a gun on Instagram Live, whether it's being punished for it and coming out with another gun again, I said at minimum he deserves to go away for a year because he is A, wasting his potential. He is B, wasting the money that's in front of him, and he's going down a slippery slope. And so whether he needs a shot of common sense or whether he needs a shot of medication, basketball should be the last thing on his mind because he's making reckless and stupid decisions.
But, okay, I respect that. But from a legal point of view, what
well,
did
let's,
he do
Ramon,
illegal?
Let's save time. This is not a matter of a legal point of view. He could have, and I do not know, he could have broken a law with what he did over the weekend. But I have no idea, and I actually think that that's irrelevant. In the court of the NBA, in the court of reality, in the court of working for a business or an entity that is on its way to generating in a few years $20-plus billion, he's an idiot, okay? And so the NBA is not a court of law. He has
employers. That's where he should go.
I'm sorry?
I said, that's where he should go. He should go to court because the bottom line is this. We know there's been a double standard. I remember writing the paper about the
most. No, Ramon. We know that there are double standards in the world. We know that there are double standards in the country. As it relates specifically to Ja Morant, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she doesn't pick up a basketball for the Atlanta Hawks. She don't play here, okay? Ja Morant does play for the Memphis Grizzlies of the National Basketball Association. The man signed a contract. One of the things in his contract, similar that I have in my contract, is that if I'm a complete jackass, if I embarrass my employer, if I don't show that I could be a decent citizen in society or at least follow the rules that my company would want me to do, then they can get me the hell up on out of here. And so Ja Morant, and I ran you through the list, threatening a security guard, allegedly, pointing a gun or a group of someone with a group with Ja Morant, threatening members with the Indiana Pacers, allegedly. Running around and waving a gun, that's not allegedly. That's something that he did. And waving a gun again after you were punished for it. Nike is dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into you. The team in the NBA is dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into you. It's simply called, and for you, you said a family of lawyers and scientists, et cetera. It's
no,
called,
I'm a scientist. They're
well,
lawyers.
God bless you. You have everybody in your family. It's called a morality clause. And if you don't understand morality clause, if you have a job and you sign your name on a dotted line and you don't know how to behave like a decent person and want to act like a jackass, you're risking it all. And you can be suspended. Which he was. He can have his contract voided. He can be suspended. And there are things called unions, and the NBA Players Association will fight for him, as they should, but that doesn't absolve him for being either A, a jackass, and most certainly B, someone in need of help. This is not a legal issue. This is not a matter of going to court. This is a matter of this young man having a job, not being a professional, and not living up to what he signed for on the dotted line.
All right. I think he ought to go to federal court and see what happened. That's what I believe. I think he should try it. Everybody else does. And we have a very, very nice, favorable SCOTUS
now. Ramon, forget the legal stuff. I think a young man who has a baby girl and a daughter, I think he should stop waving around guns on Instagram Live.
I agree.
And
that's not right. You're right. I agree with that. I agree.
So
he was not right.
No, it's not. And so the federal court, he should challenge this. He should look in the mirror and he should challenge himself to be a better human being. That's what the hell he should do. Federal court, my ass. Yeah, tell Ja Morant go to federal court. the idiot would roll in there without emptying the guns out of his suitcase. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to hear from a different idiot on the other side. His name is Dwight Howard. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, great show. I listen to you every night. One of the best broadcasters around. Really are in tune of what's happening in professional sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to hear from LeBron James in a second. Tonight, the Denver Nuggets win Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, 132-126. Jokic has a monster night. 12th career playoff triple-double, 34 points, 21 rebounds, and 14 assists. You know, but right before we went to break, we were having a conversation about Ja Morant. And I said, he's out here making poor decisions that he deserves to be punished for. You know, it's not about breaking a law, which he might have done. But the fact is, for his profession, he's not breaking the law, but he's being a complete idiot. He's costing himself his future. He's harming the team. He's potentially harming himself. And then I told you, I wanted to bring your attention to, I don't want to call this guy an idiot. I'll take that back. He's just a clown. Maybe that's one of the reasons that he is no longer in the NBA. He is most certainly going into the Basketball Hall of Fame, and that happens to be Dwight Howard, a former teammate of LeBron James, helped him win a title in the bubble a couple of seasons ago. And so Dwight Howard, we know he is in Taiwan, and I guess being on the other side of the globe, he's feeling just bold. He's feeling the ability to just publicly kind of slap around some of the NBA players who have been eliminated here in the postseason. Dwight Howard was seemingly on a bus on Instagram, and he was just saying, hey, if you suck or just got fired, come on over to Taiwan. Listen to this guy, Dwight Howard.
Julius Randle, come on.
Let me stop.
Ben Simmons, come on, man.
Shoot, ain't nobody beating us, boy.
Clay, you can slide down here too, my boy. DeAndre Ayton, you and CP3, come on.
Shoot. Hey,
it's
just
right,
KD.
KD? Come on, KD.
Niggas in Taiwan.
Oh, you know who? Hey, they talking about him going back to Houston, but I think this might be a better look. James Harden, come on down here too, boy.
Yeah, well, now I can start to understand why there might be some players who did not like Dwight Howard. And then he also tweeted afterwards. He's like, oh, yeah, sure, He's like, we need a coach too. Doc Rivers, come on down. And Dwight Howard just trying to get everybody out to Taiwan. Good on him. His former teammate, LeBron James. I'm sure if LeBron liked Anthony, or excuse me, he likes Anthony Davis. He's trying to win the championship. If he liked Dwight Howard, Dwight would still be there. LeBron James, after this loss tonight in the Western Conference Finals, Game 1, LeBron is like, listen, a loss is a loss is a loss. Don't matter how it came down or what the discrepancy was, we lost.
If you lose, you lose. They're 1-0, and we have to come back with desperation going into Game 2. We have to play better. We have to rebound better. I thought we did a good job of not turning the ball over. That's one thing we've been very conscious about in the postseason. But we've been better in transition tonight. We wasn't that great in the first half. We cleaned up in the second half. So we need to be better at all facets of the game.
855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tim is here from Kansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, how are we doing today, JR? Thank you for taking my call. I just had a quick take and wanted to get your opinion on it. I was thinking, what if San Antonio was to tank again next season so that they can get Bronny James, team him up with Wembanyama? We know LeBron wants to play with his son, so let me bring him there as well so that Greg Popovich can go out with the ring. What do you think?
Hey, Tim, I think – are you a writer?
No, sir.
You got to write novels, man. You got to write books. That's a hell of a story. If that happens, then you got to call me. You got to call me back next year. We got to have a different conversation, okay?
Absolutely, will do.
I got to ask you for lottery numbers if that happens, okay?
I will do.
All right, thank you, Tim. That was quite creative. San Antonio Spurs should tank again. I don't know, but Bronny James, they, you don't have to tank to get him. Unless he goes to college and kind of ups his game up another level. We know he's going to be a lottery selection, but it's going to take a whole lot for Bronny to be 1, 2, or 3. I don't think the Spurs need to go back into 14% chance of winning it. Rode is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rode?
Hey, how's it going, JR? How are you?
Very well, man. What's up?
Okay, I'm the chess man, as usual.
Yeah, I remember you. What's going on?
Right. I believe Doc Rivers is guilty of coaching mediocre players at 55 wins and all that. And when you've had Ben Simmons, J.J. Redick, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, Harden, who's hurt, and who's up and down, what's the guy supposed to do when he's coaching bums? I used to work with a guy, and he used to always say, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken dung.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah, no, I agree with you. But that doesn't absolve Doc Rivers from some of his own failings. It seems that, unfortunately... And I'm not going to put this, because I agree with what you just said. You can't force James Harden to show up. You can't force Joel Embiid to now all of a sudden be a Tiger. Those two dudes quit on Sunday. And based on James Harden and his comments after the game, hey, are you and Doc good? He's like, oh, we okay. Like, we see this. We've seen James Harden quit on multiple occasions on multiple teams. Now, having said that, you cannot change Doc Rivers' final record when it comes down to close games or if it comes down to game sevens. Unfortunately for him, he is the worst of the worst of the worst. And the writing was on the wall for him the minute that they pretty much, Daryl Morey said, oh, we want to bring in Harden. And if it didn't work, Doc was going to be the next dude to go. And now he's gone. And to be honest, I don't know. And if it doesn't happen quickly, I don't know what other team is just going to give him a head coaching shot right out of the gate. That's to be seen. But I agree with you. Doc Rivers, is he 100% at fault for the disaster here with the Sixers? No. At the same time, I don't think you could just wash your hands, or he can wash his hands from his responsibility there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side of the break. We will hear from Anthony Davis as well. We're going to get into Wembanyama. We have so much more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The only reason I call, you made me laugh my ass off. I nearly collapsed on the floor with laughter when I turned you on. The first thing you said, and I think you should start writing some of this down and compile it into a book.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Good idea. Maybe I should. Man, there's hours upon hours and hours and thousands of hours radio content, digital content on YouTube from the JR Sport Brief. We're going back to 2009. Hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of content. Who needs a book? Just go look up JR Sport Brief and you can listen and find stuff forever. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Nuggets knock off the Lakers tonight 132-126. Anthony Davis in the loss comes through and says, here's 40 points, here's 10 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 3 assists. It just really sucks that it was him, LeBron, Austin Reeves, who had 23 points, and Rui Hachimura off the bench with 17. Everybody else was sleepwalking. And although they got close to within 3 at the end of the game, Lakers didn't have enough firepower. Anthony Davis spoke to the media afterwards, and he said, yeah, we got to switch a couple things up.
Different adjustment just throughout the course of the game. We did end up, you know, liking it. Stay with it for a while. Maybe something we go to game 2. You know, obviously we got to go back and look at the film. But I'm just thinking about it right now. Something that we like, you know, just to also have me, you know, roaming and things like that. So good adjustment. But like I said, we'll go back in and figure out a way we can be better.
Yeah, they threw Rui Hachimura more towards Jokic as the primary defender later on in the game. And all things considered, yeah, Jokic, he slowed down. Darvin Ham, he talked about this tonight, about how difficult it is to just slow down Nikola Jokic. Listen to this.
Well, just, you know, pivoting within the game, you know, making a slight adjustment. Wanted to take A off as being the initial line of defense, and hopefully, you know, Rui could turn him, make him go east-west a little bit more. And once he went up to shoot, you know, he shoots 70% on those floaters, those little short-range chip shots and floaters and hooks and little one-leg fadeaways. He shoots them at an amazing rate, scores them, I should say. So just the idea was just to get A behind him a little bit and have A as that big, long arm just ready to contest over the top of Rui. And so it was good for us in some segments. And you know, we were able to, after a tough first half, giving up 72 points, claw our way back into it. I think the closest we got was within 3. But, you know, hats off to them. They came out, they defended their home floor.
That's what they were supposed to do, right? Denver Nuggets came out a-blazing, and then they kind of slowed down at the end. 855-212-4CBS. And they get some more of your calls. Get some more Lakers and Nuggets. There is the Eastern Conference Finals that gets started tomorrow. Obviously, a lot of conversation surrounding Doc Rivers and his firing. Well, I highly doubt he watches the Eastern Conference Finals. But, yeah, we got the Heat and we got the Celtics coming up. And we'll talk about that. Victor Wembanyama. Let's get to the phones. 855-212-4CBS. Jim is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, I'm from Illinois, and this guy's an Illinois boy, but how does Jason Brunson not make the All-NBA team or All-Star team?
Jalen Brunson.
Completely, as far as I know.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson. I agree with you. He was certain he played like an All-Star throughout the course of the season. I think the fact that he went through having his first major full breakout season, That went towards it. And Julius Randle, up until that point, was having a good year. And I think that the voters wouldn't want to put on 2 New York Knicks. But Without a shadow of a doubt, he played like an all-star this year. Yes.
Yeah, he was. He almost willed them into the championship. I think he had something like 83 points the last two games or something like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, he had 30 points three games in a row. First Nick to do that since Ewan. I mean, and he was a floor general. I thought he was phenomenal. And I know I'm from Illinois. I saw the kid play in high school where he's phenomenal, too. But.
Yeah, because his dad at that point in time was with the Bulls. And,
right.
And so, no, everybody knows he played.
Late. Yeah, he was with the Bulls earlier.
Yeah, Rick.
And it went earlier than when he was in high school, yeah.
Yes, everybody knows that Jalen played like an all-star. And if he's just even plays how he started this past season, I think he'll be in the all-star game. Thank you, Jim, for calling from Illinois. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, John, man. What's up, man? So, I'm calling from here from Atlanta. Also, it's Howard's, Dwight Howard's hometown. I want to share a little story about Howard because, you just brought up he was playing in Taiwan right now, and I am Taiwanese. I was born and raised in Taiwan, and then I moved and staying here in ATL for about 10 years. And, JR, man, when you played that clip earlier, when the Howard said, tell everybody to come here, I'm telling you, that video really cracked me up. It was very funny. But I want to share some of the good things about Howard did in Taiwan is that Howard playing in Taiwan is kind of like Savannah Bananas in basketball, if you want to compare that. You can see what I'm saying? A lot of NBA former NBA player, they go to Asia. They probably go to CBA. It's more competitive. I get it. But when people go to Taiwan, they probably just go there before retirement, having a little fun. So I would just kind of compare Savannah Banana baseball. I don't know if you're familiar with that. To the basketball team is home. But something I want to share is that Howard came to Taiwan. Yeah, it was actually a big deal over there. And most of the part is a good thing. Like he was actually commuted with a team and then with actually playing basketball. Not bad basketball, very good basketball actually. And then he's more involved with the community where, like, he went on the street and talked to people, get them, hang out with fans.
I've seen all of this, and I'm aware. I actually know people from here in Atlanta who have known him since he was a kid. And so I'm very familiar with him. I've actually met him. I have spoken to him. So I'm familiar with him, his background, his story. His family. I'm familiar with what he's doing now, what he's currently doing. And so, good on him and good for the people of Taiwan.
Yeah, I think it's a very good thing, and then just let the old man, have a little fun before retirement.
Yeah. Maybe one of the reasons he's not in the NBA, he's had too much fun. Hey, Kevin, I appreciate you for calling from here in Atlanta.
Yeah, but one more thing.
Oh, my God, it's a lot of things, Kevin. Go ahead.
5 seconds. Just 5 seconds.
No, it's not. Go ahead.
He hasn't met any girl pregnant in Taiwan, so that's it.
Oh, my God. Hey, Kevin, you got kids? You got kids?
No, but I want on the way, though.
Oh, God bless you, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, my man. Thank you.
No problem. Make sure it's not Dwight Howard's kid, okay?
Oh, no. All right, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm glad I kept him on just so I could say that. That's the best thing he said was at the end. He's like, Dwight Howard went to Taiwan and didn't have any more kids. He could have just went to that and we could have ended the call. That was pretty funny. Rod is calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Rod.
Yo, what's up, bro? Thanks for taking the call.
What's on your mind? Did Dwight Howard impregnate someone close to you?
Man, nah, nothing I know of. And anybody close to me with Dwight Howard, get away from me. Leave me alone.
Okay, go ahead.
Bro, Lakers win this game if they had just a little, like competent point guard play tonight. Like, D'Angelo Russell's way too streaky. I don't know what's up with the guy.
Yes, crap
tonight. It's crazy, right?
Yo, he wasn't playing defense. He didn't do nothing.
Yeah, he didn't do nothing. Like, and he got Darvin Ham did good, like keeping him out the second half. I mean, I felt like he probably should have put him in, you know, maybe for a couple minutes just to see what was going on with it. But I don't know, bro. Like, Dennis Schroeder, like, he got caught up in the screen a little too much. Jamal Murray is just too much for him, I think. But if Rui, I feel like Rui should start, right? Rui should start, annoy Jokic a little more in the beginning, in the early part of the game. What's my man? AD, like, let AD roam around a little bit. Let him get his feel. But
okay,
like, I mean, I got it going to 6 or 7.
I
got the Lakers winning that.
Yeah, no, I do too. I think the Lakers will ultimately still win this series. And I'm glad that you mentioned D'Angelo Russell. I mentioned this and talked about it last night. It's everybody else surrounding the stars. I've said dating back to last week, Anthony Davis, all things considered, I think he will be fine. He did. He's more than fine tonight. 40 points and 10 rebounds. LeBron James, fine. 26 points, 9 assists, 12 rebounds. What else are you getting throughout the roster? Reeves gave you 23 points. Hachimura gave you 17. And everybody else was a ghost. Meanwhile, the Denver Nuggets, their entire roster, for the most part, everybody contributed at home. Michael Porter Jr. had 15. Jamal Murray had 31. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he had 21. Are they going to go into crypto.com and have the same type of game? Probably not. At that point, maybe D'Angelo Russell will have a game to go off. I'll tell you somebody who is lighting it up right now, Austin Reeves. 23 points. The Lakers are worried that another team is going to come and swoop him up in free agency. Austin Reeves is about to get paid. Big time. He ain't settling for no 50 mil. And Austin Reeves, by the way, is still only 24 years old. Hey, matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, he's going to turn 25. I think Austin Reeves is a guy in the league who can give you 20 a game. Maybe not on the greatest of teams, but he can give it to you as a hot guy off the bench. He's pretty damn good. Formerly Hillbilly Kobe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Austin Reeves actually spoke. We'll hear from him. We'll talk about Wembanyama, more of your calls, and more here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts. The iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.